resources spent on arms. Every gun, every warship, every tank, and every military aircraft built is, in the final analysis, a theft from those who are hungry and are not fed, from those who are naked and are not clothed. Dwight D. Eisenhower. In Angola, over 22% of its GDP was spent on the military during 2001. Professor Peter Willis of City University reports that the IMF concluded that many developing countries can only satisfy the needs of their populations by diverting funds from their military budgets. Quote, how will any form of equity be established unless some resources are aimed at developing people who are at the bottom of the economic ladder? Years after the end of the Cold War, the world governments continue to spend more than $800 billion a year on arms, and the arms trade is once again expanding. Though the bulk of military spending is on conventional arms, the possession of nuclear weapons by the powerful is driving militarism around the growth. Grotesque imbalances result. In the least 84 countries, military expenditures included expenditure on health alone. In one out of three developing countries, military expenditures exceeds half or more of all expenditures on health and education. In more than one out of six developing countries, military expenditure actually exceeds combined expenditure in all forms of health and education, in eight cases by 2 to 4 times. The countries spending the highest proportion of their resources on military uses are also those countries whose standing in the Human Development Index lags most behind their standing in wealth and GDP. In contrast, countries with the lowest military expenditure generally rank considerably higher in human development than in GDP, GNP per capita. Quote, the Western nuclear powers are primarily responsible for keeping the relationship between disarmament and development off the political agenda. There is a dynamic triangular relationship between disarmament, development, and security. The more disarmament and development are advanced, the more security is enhanced and strengthened. But most nations haven't yet made that mental leap that security today requires the development of the human being, not the preparation for war. These quotes are from Development and Equity by Douglas Rush, a former Canadian Minister of Parliament and Ambassador for Disarmament. Implement Article 26 of the UN Charter to promote the establishment and maintenance of international peace and security with the least diversion for armaments of the world's human and economic resources. Implement an unannounced year-on-year reduction on the resources spent on arms of between 5 and 10%. Your people could use those resources more effectively. If you must spend aid money on arms, buy things that can be used to develop your country rather than kill people. Buy things such as transportation vehicles, medicine, infrastructure such as bridges and building equipment. It would increase jobs, reduce poverty, and speed up the development of your country. Weapons don't bring peace or security. They kill people. Quote, but we've also seen in our goals a basic purpose, survival. Any use of nuclear weapons would carry the danger of escalation and the threat to our continued existence. Sir Joseph Ratzlaff. As Kofi Annan puts it in We the Peoples, the death toll from small arms dwarfs that of all other weapons, and in recent years greatly exceeds the toll of the atomic bombs that devastated Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In terms of the carnage they cause, small arms indeed could well be described as weapons of mass destruction. Yet there is still no global non-proliferation regime to limit their spread, as there is for chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. As Douglas MacThern, quote, "At the same time, the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan reminds us that half of humanity lives in poverty, existing on an average of $2 a day. The Arias Foundation reports that world military spending increased from $798 billion in 2000 to $839 billion in 2001. Half of the world's governments spend more on the military than for healthcare. This expenditure is a monumental waste of our wealth, resources, and intellectual talent for the means of destruction, and astonishing profits for the armament companies. The war business is the world's ultimate criminal activity." It also amazes me how some very religious and moral people fight against contraception, yet support and even invest in the arms industry. It is as if the investment in arms is so profitable that it overrides their beliefs, and the extra people are needed as cannon fodder or test subjects for the arms to be used to kill them.